Hello and welcome. This is our live Soul Art Certification Q&A call. This is the chance for us to connect and get your questions answered so you can make an empowered decision about the Soul Art Certification. So welcome. I am Laura Hollick, the creator of the Soul Art Work and the Soul Art Certification and International Soul Art Day. Super excited to connect with you today, because if you are listening to this call right now, then you are someone who transformation is calling to you, and you're feeling that call within your own body and your bones and in your soul, and you're exploring what's going to help you with your transformation. You know, that's what would bring you to a call like this. And so I'm so happy that you are here. And I'm so excited for you, because there is so much happening on the planet right now. And those who are attuned to hear the energy shifts are going to feel the call for transformation at this time. And so it's super exciting to explore this with you today. So what we're going to be doing during our call together today is I'm going to be sharing a little bit about Soul Art, Soul Art Certification, how it started, my journey and entering into that, and hopefully answering some of the questions just within that, hopefully. But then also we're going to open it up for more questions. So if you know that you have a question, you can type it in the question box on the page, or if you're on the phone, you can press star two on your keypad, and that will get you in the queue so we can talk directly. Because really the purpose of this time, this Q&A for us to connect, is for you to really tune into your life experience, what's going on for you, and what's coming up for you around the Soul Art Certification. And let's dive in on that, because that's where you're going to get your answers satisfied. That's where you're going to feel like you have within yourself your own knowing of what you want to do, how you want to move forward. So definitely allow yourself the personalized touch of your own life experience and type in or do the call in with the star two on your keypad so we can talk directly. Okay. So Soul Art started in 1999. And at that time, 1999, on the planet, there was a huge opening, like a portal opening. And a lot of people have spoken about this. Now, at the time, I didn't realize there was a big portal opening. But in retrospect, I'm like, yep, there definitely was, because Soul Art came through at that time. And a lot of people had similar experiences where whatever was going on in their life around 1999, something opened up. The next level of their life experience was either coming through as a vision, or they were actually making changes in their life, something opened. So for me at that time, 1999, I had graduated from university with a fine arts degree in 1998. And so this 1999 was the year after I had graduated. And during this time, I thought I was just going to go and do my art. And I was also dancing and doing the odd kind of dance performance, and really enjoying being connected with my body in that way. But I really didn't know what I wanted to do, like how it was going to all make sense. And there wasn't really a career path that I knew of, other than I had gone to school to be an artist. And so I guess that's what I'll do. And so at 1999, I was dancing, and I was doing a type of dance called soul dancing. And it was based on Gabrielle Roth's Five Rhythms, which is also around the world, they call that ecstatic dance. And we were doing this type of dance where we're moving through the wave of creation, the five rhythms of creation. And so this was like energetically prepping my body for my own creative energy to go through myself, my body, my cells at another level. So I was doing this soul dancing, and then I was also doing my art. And I was also becoming quite obsessed around learning about healing. And at that time, I became certified in neuro-linguistic programming, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, and DNA reprogramming. So I went to all these certifications. I mean, like, I was hardcore. I was in it. And I was interested in that because I wanted to heal my own skin. I wasn't necessarily thinking about, you know, how am I going to turn that into a career. I did the certifications because that was the level of depth of learning I wanted, but I wasn't necessarily thinking I was going to offer like hypnotherapy sessions or anything like that. I just wanted to do it for myself. And so having done all those, and then still having acne, still like feeling like my skin wasn't healing, which was my motivation to do it in the first place, dancing, doing my art, doing these healing things, and then had a breakthrough moment in 1999. And at this moment, which I've shared this before, I was in my studio, had a little studio, and I put a board on the floor and I was stretching out, sitting on it, and then I just decided to trace my legs. And when I traced my legs and I got up and I looked, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to make something with that body shape. And I dove into a creative process and it ignited something in me that is now 20 years later, still has the same level of fire, passion, purpose, depth, wisdom, and power that it did back in 1999. The transmission that came through was a code, a map, a way of entering the inner world. And so the combination of all those things that I was doing at the time, having the art training, doing the dancing, and doing the healing work, all came together in this constellation and in this configuration that birthed Soul Art. So when I created that first piece using my body shape, it turned into a bird, and that bird has taken me on such a journey. It took me on the journey to heal my skin, and it's taken me on this journey to where we are now. You know, this point where this is now the 9th year of the Soul Art certification. It's the 8th year of International Soul Art Day. Thousands of people have gone through Soul Art, experienced Soul Art all over the world. And it started in that origin moment, that point when there was this constellation that came together between art, the body, and healing. And in that blend of those energies, birthed a creative map for how we can connect with who we really are, express it, and embody it. And that is now what I teach, the processes that have developed through all of that. That's what I teach and guide in the Soul Art Certification. And so in the Soul Art Certification, we start with level one, which is what the current registration is for. And level one is called body mapping. And it's the beginning because it's the entry point where you get to gather up your constellation of your body, your art, and your healing capacity to create something, to birth something, to realize something. And it does require those elements. It requires your body. And it's interesting when I look at other art forms, and even when I was in university and studying art and doing art, a lot of the art coming through in a lot of the people that I witnessed, and even in myself in a lot of cases, was very disembodied. And so it kind of was like a nebulous abstract idea rather than a tangible reality of expression, of transmission, of being an embodiment of something, becoming the person you came here to be, right? And so a lot of art, because it didn't have the body element, sort of floating around a little bit, right? So just think about that for a second. Like, when you think about art and the art that you've experienced in your life, does it have a grounding to it? Does it connect to your life? Does it have embodiment? And this is one of the things that really differentiates soul art from other creative spiritual modalities, is that we include the level of embodiment woven within the process so that whatever creative visions you are channeling or you are tapping into or whatever is going to flow through you, you have a way to integrate that into your life. So your life gets better and better and better. And, you know, there's this old idea of like artists are constantly in a state of turmoil and constantly in this state of, like, you know, you think about Vincent van Gogh or Picasso or like people that it's like they're considered crazy in some way. And I mean, I don't think that they're crazy because I understand when you're going into the creative process, you do stretch into these deep crevices and these far-reaching places. But what makes something seem like it's crazy is when it's ungrounded, when the person is channeling a lot of frequency, a lot of energy, and not having a way to integrate it into their body and into their life, so it kind of throws them off balance. And I think that now the new art forms that are coming through, especially from 1999 on, and soul art in particular, they need to include a level of embodiment. Otherwise, it's sort of floating around, right? So just kind of think about that for yourself and in your own life. It's like, what is the purpose of the art that we're creating? Is it to make something look pretty on the wall, or is it to actually like transform your life? And soul art is to transform your life. So for today, I wanted to just share a little bit of the background there, because there's this blend that makes up soul art of the art, the body, and the healing. And when they come together, they create, they form creation, they birth something, they reveal something, they uncover something. And in the level one of the certification, we're going on that journey to bring those elements of yourself together so that you can create the next expression of who you came here to be. Okay, so I am going to go into details about how the program is structured, and I'm going to go into details about some of the common questions that come up, like what kind of experience do you need, and what kind of supplies do you need, how much time does it take, what do you get when you complete it. We'll go into things like that, but I just want to start it off, and I know there's been questions that have been coming in. And I'd like to introduce Daniela, is going to be moderating our call today. So Daniela, I'm just going to invite you on. Maybe we'll just start off with a few, and then I'll kind of weave in things that I can kind of elaborate on that. So if you wanted to start with a few that have come in online, that would be great.
Sure, absolutely. So the first question I have that came in is, I don't have any professional background or degree in counseling or therapy. Will it be enough for me to charge to guide people after I finish level one?
Okay, perfect. All right, great. So these questions are going to be awesome as we dive into them, because they're going to help me to reveal how the program is structured and so on. So basically, I'll describe and answer this question by letting you know how the program is structured and how it prepares you so that you can guide people and you can charge. And just a note on charging, 100% of certified soul art guides have received money for guiding journeys. In fact, that's one of the classes, is that you're going to charge for guiding a journey. Okay, so everyone does reach the point to become certified where they are comfortable and confident to be able to charge money and receive money for what they're doing. So the program is structured in a way where, to tune in for a minute to feel the bounty of all that I'm about to share. I feel like there's almost like a big basket that wants to come through me, and I'm just going to kind of take a piece out at a time so that we can digest the pieces that want to come through. So the program is structured in a way where we start with your journey. And we start with your journey and you getting that constellation of your connection with your body, your unique artistry, meaning the expression that wants to come through you, your connection with your spirit, and that really ties in with the healing component. Your connection with your spirit is your medicine of healing. So those three elements, you're going to be going on a journey for yourself. You're going to decide for yourself what you want that journey to be about. What is the transformation that you want? So for me, when I started, I wanted clear skin. And it was that simple. Like, I would write it down. My desire for my journey is like, I want clear skin. I have beautiful clear skin. That's what I would write. I have beautiful clear skin. And so my journey was about that embodiment. And so I knew that journey had realized itself when I could look in the mirror and my skin was clear. And so when we go on a journey in the Soul Art Certification, you are going through something that you're going to have a shift, and you're going to experience that shift. You're going to go through the layers of it, and you're going to come out on the other side with insight and with medicine. And when you do that, you are in a very empowered position because no one can tell you that, right? Like that's something you get from your own experience. And when you have your own experience, you own it. And so from that foundation, you learn how to guide other people. Once you've had a tangible, authentic transformation for yourself, you will use that as a foundation to then learn how to guide other people. So your experience, your confidence and your ability to guide other people is not based on another person's knowledge. It's based on your experience. And yes, there is things that you'll learn how to guide and the structures and so on, things like that, absolutely. But your ability to charge and your ability to feel comfortable in that leadership position will come from you owning the embodiment of your transformation. Okay, so the people who go through Soul Arts and do the certification, some people, they use it as an add-on to their current therapy or coaching or different modalities like yoga. And some people, this is their main thing. This is the thing that is their career. This is what they're doing. Okay, so you don't have to have a therapy background to do it, but what you do have as a foundation is your own wisdom, meaning from the journey, the first part of the program, and then you build upon that. Okay, so I hope that that answers your question. Let me know who else has a written question at this point.
Okay, great. Another written question. How much should I budget for art supplies with the certification? And are there any additional costs beyond the certification?
All right, great question. So, you know, you could do it at $0 in terms of art supplies. And I, in the beginning for myself, that's kind of where I was at, because we have to be resourceful with what we have. So if money is something that you are being mindful of, then your art supplies might be use recycled cardboard as a surface, get some old magazines, and use collage. Now, if you have the freedom to buy art supplies, you might want to get some fancy paint brushes and some really nice canvases and do painting. But you get to choose the medium. So each of the classes I will teach you, you'll be able to choose what medium you want to use, okay? So you can choose things that match your budget. The other thing that there could be an expense is printing the worksheets. So if you have your own printer, it would be the cost of the paper, or if you're going to a store to have it printed, it would be the cost of that. So you will have worksheets, but even if you don't want to spend the money on that, you could just look at it online. You know, just pull it up on the screen. You don't have to print it off. So technically, it could be $0, or depending on what you prefer, it could go up to the cost to match the art supplies you desire. Okay, cool. Let me know who else is ready with a question.
Another question is, I live in an apartment with wall-to-wall carpeting. Your rituals seem to invite expansiveness. Do you recommend that people have good floor or wall space to be creative in your program?
I love it. So, you know, I do have a big studio, but I did not always have a big studio, and I've always loved making art. So, again, it's similar to the question about the art supplies. One of the things when we are going into our own creative journey, we have to be resourceful with what we have. Someone else will have a different situation. Someone else, like me, I've got a big studio. But someone else, like actually I was just speaking with a current student the other day, and she was using her hallway. And she had this whole like ceremony around how to make her hallway sacred for her, so even though people were passing it by, they weren't going to infringe on her creation. So if you have carpeting, you might want to put down something to protect the floor. But you could totally use that. In fact, it might be all cushy and it'd be nice to lie down when you're doing your body map. So there's, you can do it, absolutely. And here's kind of a deeper layer in your question. It's kind of like, do I need to have more than I do to be able to do this? That's like the undertone there, that and you can check in if that's accurate. Do I need to have more than I do to be able to do the Soul Art Certification? And the Soul Art Certification, you are the main element of it. So really what you need is you. And if you're wanting to do it, then it's the resourcefulness of you being you with what you have. One of the current students in the certification, and I'll just, before I continue, so Daniela, I'm not sure if there's something that you're moving. I kind of hear like a shifting of a mic or something. It's just being mindful. Thanks. Okay, cool. So one of the current students, she does a thing called recycled art and upcycling. So she takes what she has and she makes new things with it. Like, so she takes old clothes, she takes things that are like recycled objects, and she makes things with those. So, you know, we all get to become resourceful with what we have. And in my beginning days, and I really did struggle financially in the beginning, I would use like the backs of other of paper, like the backside where it was clear for my journals. I would use, my dad had this copper wire that he had left over from some construction project or something. And I'd use that leftover wire. And I used old clothes. I would take fabric from old clothes. So there's always a way. And if it's your space, there's always a way to figure it out. And with the body map, you can do it in pieces so that you can make it work. Absolutely. So I'll just leave it with that. I think the main takeaway there is to be resourceful with what you have and trust that you are enough. Trust that you are enough. Okay. What other questions are coming in?
This one is a little bit related. This question says, I have a disability and I cannot get on the floor to do body mapping. Can I still practice soul art?
Yes, absolutely. One of the ladies that did go through the full certification and with all the levels, actually, and she was in a wheelchair. And so, again, it's sort of this idea of being resourceful and trusting that you're enough and who you are is enough and who you are is the perfect ingredient for what you need for your journey. And so if you are in a wheelchair, then, or disabled in some way, I mean, I did body mapping with my Nana and she didn't want to go lie on the floor. She was kind of a good sport, but she, you know, it was awkward for her. It was actually very challenging and we had to really help her to get up. And I realized from that, that wasn't very supportive for where she was. And so I learned from that, I'm like, okay, there's other ways to do this. And so we found ways to body map where you didn't have to lie on the floor. And if you watched one of the rituals I did, I mean, I was tracing my armpit and I was just holding my arm up and tracing it. So you can work with what you've got. And if you do have a friend with you, you know, maybe they can hold the paper up to you and or kind of wrap it around you, like make it fun. Like, again, being resourceful and letting your creativity work with what you've got. So there, you don't, it's not a disability, you know, it's like, this is what you have, like a disability in terms of for soul art. It's not going to limit your ability to do soul art in any way. It doesn't need to. It might require a little bit of creativity, which is the whole point of the program, is to get your creative juices flowing. But there's totally ways for you to symbolically or literally trace your body for this sacred work. And I love that you asked that. Because that tells me that you're someone who's like thinking outside of the box and someone who's looking for ways to, you know, be you in the world and like figure out how to work with what you've got. So I think that that's fantastic. And yes, there's definitely ways to do it. And maybe even as I'm saying this, you're already thinking to yourself, like, how could I trace my body? What could I do? Could I maybe put like have someone hold my leg up and like put the paper underneath or, you know, what could I do? And let your creativity guide you in that. All right, cool. Who else has a question?
Okay, I have a great question here. What is the difference between soul art versus art therapy?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great question. So what I understand of art therapy, and I do know a number of art therapists, and actually a number of art therapists have gone through the soul art certification. So I have the experience of working with people who do have art therapy, and then they wanted to add on soul art to their practice. And so what I understand of art therapy is it is a training that, in similar to soul art, we use art and we use creative processes to do deep transformational work. Okay? So that part is the same. The way that we go about it will have differences. So someone who's a traditional art therapist, whether they've gone through a transformation themselves isn't going to be the thing that would certify them, right? Like when I know the people that I know who have gone through art therapy, they didn't have to kind of show their own transformation. They learned skills. They learned working with people, but they didn't necessarily have to go through their own journey to be able to have that particular foundation. So soul art has kind of a reverse way of approaching it. We start with your journey, because in my feelings, I think that we are better guides when we hold the medicine of transformation, right? Like when we've gone through something, it's kind of like if you were wanting to, say, go for body training, and you had the choice of working with two different body trainers. One had used to, say, be overweight, and then they transformed. They knew everything about nutrition because they tested it on their own body. And now they look fantastic because they've gone on this epic journey to figure it out. And they did it, and there they are. You can see the proof. It's like, whoa, this like this strong, gorgeous, beautiful person. And they're like embodying the teachings. Versus someone who's studied and understands and knows how to really help and guide someone, but they themselves may not be like, it wasn't necessarily based on their journey. It was based on guiding other people. So it's just a different angle. And then that person is still going to have a beautiful glow to them, but the focus came from a different place. And some people who do go into art therapy go into it for their own journey, but the training itself is focused on guiding other people. So in soul art, in many ways, I think that we focus more on your own journey so that you're in a position to be able to guide other people naturally, that you don't have to feel like you're memorizing things, but you're actually just embodying things. Okay. All right, cool. Who else is ready with a question?
Okay, great. This is a more practical question. Is the entire training $1,997? I've read that there are different levels. So if I take the first level training, am I certified to practice?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Thank you. So there are four levels in the Soul Art certification. Each level is actually $2,997. Okay, so each level is the same amount. Currently, we have an early bird price on level one. So it's $1,997. Currently, but that is the early bird price. So when you go through the process, and if you register at early bird, you get a great deal. That's awesome. but when you go through the process, you get certified at each level. So you can practice body mapping at that level. And if you do want to get the higher levels, you can get certified in them as well. But you can still be practicing body mapping. But then as you go up the levels, you get higher certifications. You get more training. Mm-hmm. So each level is the same price, and once you go through body mapping, you can choose if you want to continue or not. Okay. Let me know who else is ready with a question.
This is a great question that I haven't heard before, and it says, how can we physically prepare if that's recommended? Specific materials such as clothing, dress up, adornment, pajamas, or just come as you are?
I love that. I love it. Oh my gosh. Okay, so how to prepare? You know, I think that the preparation for work like this, soul art, is that you're listening to your truth. And that's how you know, even if it's your time to say yes, like you will hear in your body and in your bones and in your soul, it's like, I have to do this. And the preparation is the practice of saying yes to your truth. And so if the practice is saying yes to your truth, and your truth is saying, you know what, I need to cover myself in adornment. I need to be covered in blue. I need to be covered in gold. I need to go walk down the street like I'm sashaying down a runway. I need to close up old wounds. I need to finish this book, or you get to hear what that is. But the underlying thing is that you're listening to your truth and you're practicing acting on it, because that is the muscle that is at the heart and at the core of soul art, is that you're getting so good, you're getting masterful at hearing what your energy is and acting on that, hearing your guidance system, your truth, and acting on it. It's not going through some edited filter of what someone else would think, or it's not being adjusted because, oh, that's what someone else would do. It's like you're hearing your truth. So I'm really curious for you, and this is something you can think about. You know, you mentioned things about adornments and pajamas, things like that. So my question for you would be, what is your creative spirit, the truth of your creative spirit? How is your truth coming through? And what is it that you are called to do? Because that will be your preparation. I know for myself, I like to clear space. I like to get a new journal. I like to have clothes that feel sensual, comfortable, and beautiful so that I can feel like I'm comfortable and yet still feeling kind of like goddess sensual flowing through the studio kind of feeling. So, and that's for me, right? But it would be, some people like to have like, you know, like a skin tight, like leather outfit and feel like that's what makes them feel like they're ready to go. So my invitation for you would be to listen, what's your truth telling you? How do you need to prepare for a very deep soul, creative, spiritual journey? Okay. Love that question. Thank you. Okay, Daniela, let me know who is ready with a question.
Okay, great. The next question is, hi, Laura. I have a history of being an overachiever, and in the past, I've done so many courses. Some of them were amazing and life-changing. But it feels like every time the course ended, I went back into my shell and I didn't do anything with it. I'm not sure if this course will be a different experience for me. Do you have any words to that?
Absolutely. And I like that you've noticed this about yourself because you obviously are very conscious to your own energy and your own patterns, which is a great foundation for soul art. And one of the things that we do in soul art is we start with your journey. So if you know that you're someone who might go into your shell, then that's going to be something that's going to be part of your transformation. It's like, what is going to support you to come out of your shell and blossom in the world? You know, like that's what your journey might be about. And so then once you go through that transformational process, then you will have that as a foundation. So it's like, you're not going to have to go back in your shell because you'll have learned what you need from that. You know, when I just tune in a second on it, I'm just going to listen about that. I sense that there's something about the container for you that while you're held in the container of the learning process, you can focus. And then once that container isn't there, it's like, well, how do you, you know, because then the shell gives you a container, right? That allows you to go back into a space. So in the soul art certification, there is definitely a container that holds you. It's like a beautiful womb space to nurture you and care for you while you are growing and learning and transforming. You are held in that space. And yet, one of the things that is so unique and different about soul art is that you also learn how to embody the transformation. So you're not dependent on that particular container. You know what I mean? It's like you're learning how to become your own support system. In many ways, the process of soul art, in many ways, is the journey from child to adult. Now, I know most of us who are, I'm assuming most of us on this call right now, we are in age adults. But in our energy systems, we might still be like children, meaning that we're relying on sort of like kind of hooked in to other things to get our sense of survival or sort of like codependent and things like that, which is a healthy state for a child. But when we grow into adult, we are learning how to have our own root system, how to support ourselves, how to be self-motivated, how to follow through on the things we're guided to do. And so in soul art, we have a process that you're bringing inspiration into your life and you're embodying it. And that's the journey of child to adult. It's not just visions coming true for playtime, although it's so much fun and it's fantastic, but it's like playtime with purpose, playtime with embodiment, playtime with real life transformation. So if there was that concern that you would go back into your shell, I would want to make sure that that was woven into your process so that you could learn what that's actually about for you and then get what you need to be able to feel safe in the world and to feel like you can blossom even outside of the container of a course, like going through the journey so that you can own your power. And, you know, this might be the big turning point journey for you. And there's nothing wrong with being an overachiever. I mean, I love taking courses. I mean, in that 1 year alone, I think I did like 4 or 5 certifications because I'm passionate about things. I love it. So there's nothing wrong with that. But if you are feeling like it's limiting you, then I'd want to look at what's going on with that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that up. I hope that answers your question. Okay, who else is ready?
Okay, great. Another question is, if I get your certificate and use the SoulArt trademark, is it okay to integrate my own unique creative ideas with yours?
So if you're using the SoulArt trademark, then that would mean that you're using the processes that we've developed. And of course, you'll have your own unique flair to it. But if you're wanting to adjust something within it, then you'd have to state that because that would kind of compromise what SoulArt is. Now, having said that, I would also add that, you know, SoulArt is about your unique expression. So yes, there's a process that we do, but the way it will come through you is unique. But if you're wanting to change the process, you'd have to acknowledge that. And that would not be under the SoulArt trademark. Okay, next question.
Okay, the next question is, how much guidance is there during the program?
Yes, so we have, for every assignment that you do, we have assignment guides who offer personalized feedback. So every class that you do, you will receive a personalized reflection and be seen for who you are and what you're doing. And then given feedback on either if you need to, you know, tweak it at all or what you need to do, or if you're good to go, keep going. So you do get that personalized touch. And then also we do have our monthly Q&A calls where I am on those. And I'm also in the forum as well, like all the time. I love seeing what people are doing. So we have a Facebook group where we connect and live Q&As and live rituals as well. So there's a lot of contact. And you also have the freedom to go at your own pace and kind of if you are someone who wants to be on your own, you get to choose that. But if you do want the support, you do want the attention, you do want to be seen and given the feedback, it's totally available for you. And there's a full year for you to work on the program. And you have that kind of support for the whole time that you're within the program. So definitely a lot of opportunity to receive the reflection and the guidance. Okay. Daniela, let me know who else is ready with a question.
Okay, great. This question says, every year I join in International SoulArt Day and SoulArt really appeals to me. Every year I desperately want to do the certification. I am an artist, but I'm also a shamanic master, and I wish to use the SoulArt experience to be able to heal and teach others. My question is this, besides the personal journey, how does this certification qualify me to be able to become a SoulArt teacher or instructor?
Mm-hmm. So the program, and first of all, congratulations on all the things that you've been working on and cultivating and developing in your life, and it would be amazing to take it to the next level with the soul artwork. And the master level in the 4 levels is shaman. So really all of the work that we're doing is preparing for shamanic levels of guidance and so on. In level 1 with body mapping, it's divided into 2 parts. Part 1 of the program is you're doing your own journey. Part 2 is you're learning how to guide other people. So there is very specific guidance to help you to navigate the creative spiritual leadership of a guide. So in terms of with your question, what I'm hearing in the question is like, how does the program prepare you for guiding other people. So that's sort of what I'm hearing within the question. And it prepares you first by doing your own journey, and that gives you a foundation. And from that foundation, you have authentic wisdom and you have embodied medicine. Okay. And that's, we really focus on that as a key, because that when we're guiding other people, I think what really creates a beautiful experience for other people is if they can be with someone who is living what they're teaching, right? Like if they themselves, it's not just something that they learned and got the knowledge, but like they're embodying it. So a lot of the work is on your embodiment, your ability to hold the frequency of your own creative energy, your ability to transform, your ability to hear your own divine messages, decode them, and act on them. And then as you do that, you will have so much, you'll have a wealth of wisdom to offer when guiding other people. And then when it does come to the second part of the course where you're learning how to guide other people, you're learning how to create sacred space. You're learning what specifically, like, who do you want to connect with? What kinds of journeys do you want to guide? So that you're starting to create containers of space for specific types of people that resonate with you. So it's not just like an open call, like you're going to do soul art journeys with anyone. You're starting to cultivate, who do you want to connect with? Where is your medicine going to be valuable? Where are you going to come alive when you are connecting with other people? So there's a process of really learning how to own your own pleasure, your own joy, so that you can show up in that with other people. And then there's also the learning of how to know what is your own energy and what is somebody else's energy. Because when you're guiding other people, it's like you're opening yourself to be with those people, but you don't want to get enmeshed in other people's energy. You don't want to feel like, you know, you're codependent on like how they're thinking about you and things like that. So there's a journey of learning how to own your own energy and how to know the difference between what's your energy and what's someone else. And then also knowing the soul art process so deeply that it's easy for you to guide the journey and go a full journey, right? So there's tons of training on the level of how to guide other people. Okay, cool. And actually, I would just add on that as well that, and then of course, if you do want to go further, the highest level is the shaman level, where we go so much deeper into the journeys and how to take someone through a shamanic journey. But in level one body mapping, you're learning how to take someone through a body mapping journey. Okay. Thank you. Great question. Okay, Daniela, let me know who else is ready.
Okay. Can you speak a little bit more about how the modules work time-wise and what the work will be?
Mm-hmm. All right. So there are 10 modules in level one, and each level has anywhere between 8 to 12 classes in them, or modules. And within each of those classes, there's a video and there's a worksheet or workbook and journal to go with it. So you watch the video and kind of see like, all right, and it's anywhere from like 10 to 30 minutes per class to watch it, and then you'll be guided, and then the journal will also carry you through so that you can work on it, and then you can work on it at your own pace, okay? And there's people who, you know, they go through the soul art certification, some people like zip through and they do all 10 classes in like 2 months, and then other people, it's like they take the full year, or they even get an additional time beyond the year to keep working on it, because sometimes that's what it takes. So you take as long as you need to do it, but each class is a video and a journal, and there are 10 classes in body mapping. Okay. And Daniela, can you just read that question again? I just want to make sure that I got the full gist of that.
Sure. Can you speak a bit more on how the modules work time-wise and what the work will be?
So I think that covers it. And then in terms of what the work will be, each class focuses on a specific area of learning, whether that's your own journey or guiding other people. So you would have an assignment based on that that you would do, and then submit it on the site and get feedback on that assignment. So every class that you're doing, you're going at your own pace, you're getting feedback, and it kind of starts to build the momentum for the whole journey to unfold. Thank you. Great question. All right. Who else is ready with a question?
Okay. Is each level a one-year commitment? And can you speak in further detail about the levels?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So each year when you sign up, so each level is $2,997. The early bird is $1,997. So each level has the same price to it. And each level does give you a full year. So when you sign up for body mapping, you have a full year to do the 10 classes, okay? And we also have a thing called lifetime access, which gives you just what it says, lifetime access. So at the end of your 1 year, you can choose, it's like, you know what, I really need 2 years to do this level. Then you could purchase the lifetime access, okay? And it's $497. And that just gives you like forever access. You can be in there as long as you want to get all the rituals and the trainings and the community. So that's available as well. And then in terms of the levels, so there are four levels. So level one is body mapping. Level two is energy mapping. Level three is creation. And level four, the master level, is shaman. Okay. So each of these classes, each of these levels, they're designed to guide you through a specific kind of transformation. Okay. In level one, we start there because this is where you get the grounding of your spirit in your life. You realize how you can connect with your higher self and how you can integrate that into your life, how you can get messages for your life, how you can kind of be embodied as the person you came here to be. You're also opening space for your own unique art form to come through, like your own artistry, your own creative expression, and how that wants to come through. Okay, so that's level one, body mapping. In level two, energy mapping, this is where I think of it kind of like a makeover in a way, because we're working with your energy channel. It used to be called chakras. So we're going through the whole energy body of you and doing a makeover so that your energy body is in sync with the person you came here to be. So if you discover it's like your vision for yourself is that you're this beautiful goddess and you're like a thriving millionaire, and then you look at your life and it's like, wow, and it's hard for me to buy a canvas. There's going to be a disconnect there between who you really are and the reality that you're living. And so in energy mapping, we're bringing those into harmony so that your inner dreams of who you see yourself to be and who you want to be come into alignment with your actual life. So that's energy mapping. You're going through that kind of makeover and the shifts inside of your body to align and harmonize who you are on a spirit level with who you are in this physical reality. Okay, so that's level two. Level three, creation. I love it. Creation is, you know, so for those of you who know me, you may have heard this, or if you're new to me, you may not have heard it yet. But a nickname that people have for me is the giant womb, because I love creating. I'm very prolific, and I love to create sacred spaces for people. So in level three, creation, you are learning how to create a womb of creation. You're learning how to create a sacred space for your dreams to grow. And this is for manifestation. This is for career. This can be for finances. This can be for relationships. I did this process for myself to manifest my studio, to create my studio, to create my life and my business. I use this process. So in level three, you're starting to get into the mastery. You're beginning in the mastery of creativity. How does the energy of creation work? And how can you work with it to create the things that you desire? Okay, and then in level four, the master level, the shaman level, this is where you are bringing your medicine through to the planet. Like, I believe each one of us is here with a unique kind of gift, medicine, and we are here to bring that to the world. So in the shaman level, you're learning what is your unique medicine, and then how can you bring it to the planet? How can it come through? And you're cultivating that in a way that's your uniqueness. So one of the questions that came through earlier about like, what do you do if you want to tweak your own art form, like soul art, add your own touch to that? That's what you start to do in shaman. You learn, because you have so much wisdom at that point that you're in a position to design what wants to come through you, work with it, let yourself be guided about what wants to come through you, and cultivate that, okay? So that's the master level, shaman level. And also at that level, we work together privately so that you have the ability to get the extra support to bring your creative spiritual medicine through onto the planet. Okay. So, and all the levels, as I mentioned, are the same price. And when you do upgrades, if you do choose to do that after body mapping and you do upgrade to the shaman level, it also includes private sessions. Okay. And that's just included like as a bonus for that level. Okay. Let's go into some more questions.
Okay, great. Is it a requirement to be on Facebook to participate in the Soul Art certification?
It's not a requirement, but it definitely is a bonus because the community connects in the Facebook group. So you don't have to, but if you do want to make some new friends and you want to feel that kind of pulse of the people, then that does happen on Facebook, but you don't have to be part of the program. Okay. All right. Next question.
Okay. Is there art to create in each level, such as will we be producing canvases?
So there is art to create with each level, multiple pieces of art. By the end, you'll probably have so much art, you'll be wondering where to put it. But they don't always have to be canvases. You know, again, it kind of goes back to some of the questions in the beginning about the art supplies. So, you know, I love to work in different mediums. I work in paint, I work in collage, I work in my own embodiment, I make costumes and headpieces and earth art and installations in nature and photo shoots. You're going to have the chance to play with these different ways of working and choose what resonates with you. You know, some art mediums just flow for people, and for other people, it kind of constricts them. So you're going to find out for yourself what kind of art, like what expression and what mediums allow you to come alive, and then you're going to work with them, and I encourage you to work with those, right? And then just let the other ones go. But yes, definitely for all of the levels, there's art that you will be making, absolutely. Each class, there's different, when you're guiding other people, in those classes, it's focused on guiding people and learning how to sit with people and be with people and witness them and hold them in the sense of like the energetic space, guide them. And so there's not always art that you're making in those classes, but in each level, there's at least five pieces of art that you would make within each level, probably more. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's a good question. Who else is ready with a question?
If I'm not ready to join the Soul Art certification now, will it be offered again in a few months?
So we open the registration once a year, and we create this beautiful container so people can go on a journey. So if you're feeling the call now, now would be the time. It does open once a year. So I hope that that answers your question. Okay, thank you. Who else is ready with a question? Danielle, are there, I know there's so many questions in the online, which is awesome, and I'd love to get to as many as we possibly can. If there is anyone who wanted to talk directly on the phone, then it's star 2. And Danielle, you can just let me know if you wanted to do any of those.
Sure. And we have another online question, and it's how do we receive feedback on our assignments?
So the Soul Art certification is a password protected site. So once you register on our start date, which is July the 12th, you would get access to the Soul Art certification website. And then in that website, all the classes are there and you get to submit your assignment directly into the page of that class. And it's so beautiful as well because you can see other people's assignments as well. And it's like a full gallery. every class, there's a gallery of people's beautiful creations. So you would be submitting your class, and then feedback is given directly on the page that you've submitted it. And you have a page devoted to you that has your assignment with the feedback. So it's all very clearly organized so that you can always go back to past assignments that you've done and like see what you've created. And there's a whole archive of your work that's recorded in the site. It's quite beautiful, actually. I love just going in there and seeing what everybody's working on, because it's like going through a studio or a gallery of inspiration. You get to see what people are doing. So the feedback is given directly on the assignment page where you submit your work. Okay. All right. Who else is ready with a question?
Okay. Will there be any warm-up materials, such as a startup journal or anything?
Yes. So when you register, you will get the 11-day creativity journal. And that's something that can be kind of a preparation for you. And actually, one of the questions that came in earlier, someone was saying, what's the preparation? That journal could be your preparation if you are called to use it in that way. But then with each of the levels, you are also given a 90-day journal. So as soon as you start class one, it includes a 90-day journal. And that daily journal for 90 days, so it holds you kind of for the 3 months, and of course you can reprint it if you want it to extend it. But we go in these sort of 90-day cycles, three-month cycles, because that's like it's a beautiful container to allow a transformation to be witnessed, to allow the transformational layers to be processed, and for you to feel like you've kind of come out on the other side and seen a difference. So there is that 90-day journal, and it's with every level. You'll get that at the start of every level. And when you do first register, we don't start until July 12th, so there is the 11-day creativity journal that you will get in that registration email. Okay. Who else is ready with a question?
Okay, great. I live in Australia, and I'm wondering about the live Q&A and rituals. What time do these take place, and are they recorded?
Mm-hmm. So we typically do our live Q&As at 1 Eastern, and that works out for a lot of the time zones. I believe if it's a 12-hour difference, depends where you are in Australia. I believe Australia is anywhere from like 12 to 16 hours difference, I think, something like that. So for you, that would be in the night. So what we do for people who are not able to come on live, similar to today in this Q&A, there's a place you can post your questions in advance, right? So to make sure that you're definitely getting the support. And there is always the replay that you can listen to after. So that's a way to make sure that you're included. And then also sometimes too, I will do surprise like Facebook Lives and surprise calls that are at different times, just, you know, as things are coming up, things for the community. So they're not always at 1, but most of the Q&As are at 1 Eastern time. And there is a replay, so whatever time zone you are in, you can listen to it. And also just on the note that, of course, you can participate as well by having your questions sent in advance. Okay. Thank you. So we'll do a couple more questions, and then I'll do a summary at the end.
Okay. Related to that question a bit, will this Q&A from today be offered as a replay?
Yes. Yes, we will post this I'll send it as an email, and we'll also post it in the Facebook group.
Okay, terrific. That was all of our online questions.
Perfect. Awesome. So I saw a whole list here, so I'm glad we've been able to kind of batch them together. And it's so beautiful too. You know, sometimes you hear one question kind of answers another one. So that's great. So here we are at this point where such a rich, beautiful, robust experience to consider going into Soul Art and entering into the Soul Art certification. It is a transformational process. It's something that thousands of people have done Soul Art, and thousands of people have experienced transformation. So the work itself is so powerful. And it's simple in many ways. You know, like it's simple, but the power of it is in the way that you show up for it. If you enter the process, you will experience transformation. You will. It's designed in that way, and it will hold you in that space, and things will unfold for you. So when you're tuning in for yourself, it's like, is this for me? Is this for me? What you're listening to within yourself is like your own truth. Your own truth of what are you called to do and to be? What do you want your life to be about? Who did you come to this planet to be? And if you came to this planet to bring your unique creative energy through, and if you came to this planet because you want to be yourself, you want to discover your own beauty, your own artistry, your own spirituality, your own wisdom, you want to cultivate the crystal of yourself, the Soul Art Certification will hold a beautiful sacred space for you to do that. And you'll start with your own journey so that you can travel to your own home base within yourself. And then from that foundation, you will then learn how to guide other people and hold space for other people to guide journeys. And yes, charge for journeys. You know, of course, you don't have to charge for journeys, but one of the classes in the certification is you do have to learn how to receive money in connection with your soul art. And the reason why that's one of the classes that you do have to do to complete your certification is, again, it's another layer of this embodiment, this grounding, this real life experience. It's like to learn how to receive money and to hold that in your body that you know that you can confidently receive for your creative energy being shared in the world. That is empowering. That is empowering. I remember when I was in university, I remember graduating 1998 and thinking to myself, wow, I wish there was a class that was called $1,000. And in that $1,000 class, you had to learn how to make $1,000 from your art, you know, and that was the class. And so we have a class where you connect money with the art. So if you know within yourself that you are here to be a creative, spiritual person, you want to embody that, you want to be in that leadership, that sense of yourself owning your life in that way, then definitely the Soul Art Certification is for you. And people take this program for many different reasons. Some people take it because it's their own healing journey. Some people take it because they're like, this is my career. This is what I want to do. I want to make six figures doing this. And we have a business training to teach you and guide you how to create six figures as a soul art guide. So that's also included. And, you know, so what I'd like to do to wrap this up for today is to take a moment and just checking in with your own body. Checking in with your own body, your own soul, your own truth, and see if you can even trace where that is within yourself, like kind of follow the line. Like, how do you know your own truth? That isn't based on what your mom said, that isn't based on what someone else said, that isn't it's yours. Your truth, your knowing, your passion, your feeling. To take a moment to tune in with that, see if you can track and trace it to where is it, what does it feel like? And just asking yourself from that place, you know, what is the most empowered step for you? What is the most empowered step for you? And if you hear, oh my gosh, I want to do the solar certification. Oh my gosh, I want to do the solar certification. If you feel that and it's bubbling up inside of you, you have to honor it. You have to honor it. That is the practice. That is the first exercise that you will do to strengthen your creative spirit is acting on your truth. You can't just think about it and think it's a dream. It's like it's the acting on it that honors it. When we hear something inside of ourselves, we hear a guidance, we hear a pull, we hear an impulse of something that we want, and then we're like, oh, maybe next year I'll do it. Oh, no, there's this other thing going on. And oh, this. It's like then we're dishonoring. And then we wonder, well, why are things not manifesting? Why is it not happening? We have to honor our truth for manifestations to come. We have to honor our truth for our creative spirit to embody, for your beauty to fully come through. It comes from honoring. So when we are like looking in the mirror, let's say, and we're like, wow, I want to glow, I want to radiate. Just look at how many times a day are you honoring your truth? How many times a day are you listening to it and acting on it? So with the Soul Art Certification, I will leave you with with that, be with yourself, hear it. And if you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can hear it. That's why I need to do the Soul Art certification. Well, then you've already answered your question, right? You already know what you need to do. And that is honoring yourself. That is listening, right? And of course, there's always further for all of us to go. That's why I've been doing this work for 20 years. This is deep work. It is so powerful. It has changed my life so many times over, and I continue, it's like an ever unfolding flower garden because there's more layers that I keep discovering. I'm like, oh my gosh, now I want to work on this and I want to work on this. And it's fantastic to have that tool and that process to take you deeper and deeper and further and further. So I hope you will join us in the Soul Art Certification, and this is for level one body mapping. And yes, there is the opportunity for you to continue on beyond that, but it starts with the solid foundation of this body mapping process for you to connect with your creative spirit, for you to practice embodying it, and then for you to learn how to guide other people and own your wisdom and own your medicine. All right, so thank you so much for your questions today, and I look forward to continuing the journey with you in the Soul Art Certification. Thank you so much. Sending you lots of love. Bye for now.